It's The Scratch with Joe Weston and Mike the Intern.
After months of being apart from each other, we can finally sit in a studio together. We're no longer quarantined, but we are 6 feet apart. Joe Weston, Mike the Intern. Our latest episode of The Scratch. I'm glad to be back to doing this, man.
It's been a long time.
It's been a minute, and now we got a lot to talk about. Joe's been doing a really good job of kind of keeping the listeners company Saturday morning with the Saturday Morning Vinyl Club, and during the week while I was gone for Manternity. And one of the things he did that I noticed that I thought we should definitely dive into was ask listeners what their favorite inspirational songs were. And I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, I'll admit I stole the idea, but I just
all best ideas are stolen.
Yeah, well, I mean, I stole it. But I just felt like it was time to, because music is such a comfort food for people.
Oh, absolutely.
And it makes you feel not so alone. And it's something that should be shared. And so to find that when I would post about songs that make you feel good or songs that feel that you feel inspired by, that I would get so many responses out. I think we took, you know, well over 200 requests on the whole thing, people putting in lists and some similarities. So I started to think, wow, this would make a really good list for people to check out and look at.
You're absolutely right with that. The responses were incredible. You kind of went through them all, compiled a list of 104 songs. So over the next few episodes, we're going to do these in chunks.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe like 10 at a time.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we're going to do.
Okay, cool.
Now, coming in at 104, and this is going to probably piss off some listeners, but I do have a medical marijuana card. It is medically legal in the state of Missouri, so I can talk about it if I want to. Our House from Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Now, the reason I bring up the medical marijuana thing, my earliest memory, I'd heard this song before, but the first time I ever smoked pot and really felt like I got stoned was at a buddy in Cape Girardeau, Nick Riley. Nick, if you're listening, his grandma's house. Went outside, smoked pot on the trampoline, came back inside. He had So Far from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young on vinyl. And I sat on his couch while he played that record and listened to this song over and over again and just was out of my head. And as a 37-year-old man, now I can talk about it because I don't think I'm going to get in trouble for my mom. But yeah, that is my tie to this song. Every time I hear this song, I always think about sitting on Nick Riley's couch in junior high, stoned out of my gourd, listening to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young over and over and over again.
Well, my story about this song is not as illegal.
It's not illegal.
Brian Tindall, who's our sales manager here, requested it because he wanted to play it for his wife and his kids. And I know Brian and his youngest son, or his oldest son, I think is about 10 years old.
Yeah, loves this song.
He's a really big Crosby, Stills, and Nash fan, yeah. Which I find a little bizarre for a 10-year-old to get this is the band.
Not at all. Not at all, because when I was that age, that's when I really got the first taste of collecting records. My uncle gave me a bunch, and the So Far collection was in that collection. And that's why I love this record so much and love this song and love that band so much, because it just came in at the right time. And it's usually when I would move to a new place and I'd set up the stereo equipment, the first thing I do is set up the stereo so I can listen to something while I'm doing it. I almost always put on So Far first.
And Our House is just it's a feel good song.
It is.
And that probably sounds cheesy, but it is a feel good song. It's a song. It reminds me of the Cheers theme in a way too.
Yeah.
And it's just like this inclusive song and it makes people feel good. So I was happy to see that it made the list. There's another Crosby, Stills, and Nash song that's coming up on the list too.
Oh yeah. And there's a lot of great songs on this list. The next one is a song that Keith sang for the Stones, Happy. I got a chance to see him play it live when they played Arrowhead Stadium a few years ago. It was pretty good and he still could kind of sing it.
Yeah, you know, and again, it's one of those songs that when you hear it, because it's Keith Richards. And Keith Richards, I don't know that I've ever met anybody that says, oh, man, I just hate Keith Richards. I've never met a soul that says,
no, I have no problem with Keith.
You may not be a huge Rolling Stones fan, yeah, but Keith Richards is just a guy you just go, okay, I hang out with him. And Happy, you know, is maybe this moment in the sun for him where he sings the song. He gets a chance to sing for the Rolling Stones. So, the song does make you happy.
It does.
Again,
it does.
There's a lot of cheese.
That's what this is about, though.
It's comfort food.
Yeah.
Somebody just described classic rock to me that way, and this list is like the most. It's the meat and potatoes.
Yeah,
it's mashed potatoes.
Yeah, it's your chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, and corn with gravy.
Whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ramen noodles make you feel good. This is what this list is.
The next one too is you brought up a good point with the Happy from the Stones is that. It kind of just makes you happy. And One Love by Bob Marley and the Wailers is one of those where you can't, it's infectious. You have to smile when you hear it. You can't just like turn it on and start crying when you hear that song.
And it's a song that's an idea too. And I love songs that express an idea. And Bob Marley really nailed it with this particular track. He just was able to capture something. And people try to create songs frequently that are like, you know, this universal message. And it's really hard to create one that has legs, that stands up through time. Because a lot of them, when you listen to them later on, you go, oh, you know, I don't, you know, one of the songs, you know, kind of for me is I still love the song, but Give Peace a Chance.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really have the same legs.
No.
We don't really have the
Not
same.
Not like All You Need Is Love.
We don't have like the sort of the same, you know, mentality that we had at that particular time. So it doesn't have the legs, but One Love. And just the idea behind it, you know, is let's get together.
Yeah.
Let's be
simple.
All right.
Yeah. That's why All You Need Is Love is so good,
yes,
because it's a simple message that rings true as we go forward. Now, the next one I was kind of interested about I'm thinking this is what it has to do with Lowrider from War. It's like, at first I was like, how's that inspirational? But then you start thinking about it. Well, maybe it just points someone into a different direction of their life. Like when I hear Lowrider, I either think about Cheech and Chong's next movie in the opening credits, watching that. Thanks, Mom, for buying that for me. That's probably why I have my medical card. Or, you know, like Days of Confused, someone that was in high school at the time when this came out and just kind of reminding them of cruising down Kearney and listening to Lowrider.
I think when I started to put these together, I naturally got people who voted for Come Together and Get Together and Happy and things like that when we were looking for songs that made people happy and bring people together. But that's not what I was looking for. I was really looking for songs that have that kind of universality to it, where people kind of, they know the song, they feel the song, and when you hear it, you know the words to it, or it makes you feel good. So, I mean, some of the songs, obviously, they get played a lot on the radio, and you may go, well, I'm sick of that song. But, you know, when you hear it in another context, it just sounds great, and it just makes you feel good. It doesn't have to necessarily be about being together or being happy, but the song itself has that sort of universal thing that brings us all together with it.
That's a really good point. And again, universally, when people hear Lowrider, we all can agree. It's like, we all have our own tie to that song, but it is, I guess, an uplifting song because it makes you think about hanging out with your friends, you know,
doesn't matter what it is.
But universally, we can all agree that, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah,
it's
not a divisive song in any way, shape, or form. And when you hear just the little cowbell stuff at the beginning of it.
You know what it is.
Honka, 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 honka. You're just kind of like, you know, Lowrider.
Hey.
You know.
The next one, I guess kind of in the same vein, would be Woodstock, another Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young song that... definitely would take certain people to a certain place if they went to Woodstock and they were lucky enough to do that, or just, I guess, the mentality of that generation, you know what I mean? Which some of us, if you weren't born in that generation, kind of find familiarity in what we did as kids. And, you know, everything's a cycle. And that generation obviously was a larger group of people that were in part of that culture. But, you know, it's not to say that it didn't happen again in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. It happens. It just happens differently. And we all are affected by it differently.
Woodstock has this kind of, I mean, people are so drawn to it. And I've found that in recent years, we talked about Give Peace a Chance earlier, not having legs, but Woodstock has legs. Woodstock, people, it's sort of this taking off point for where music, you know, I think people began to realize that music was much more than just little concerts and the Beatles and things like that. It was huge. I mean, it's the first really true huge event. I mean, you can go back to Monterey Pop. Monterey, for me, in my opinion, Monterey Pop's a much better festival.
As far as the music that was played and the talent that was there. I agree.
And what came out of it.
Yeah,
110%. But Woodstock is the place. And I think that with all the shows that we have today, with all the festivals that go on today, like Bonnaroo and Coachella and all the other ones that are happening, there's this like attempt to recreate the feeling that people got at Woodstock.
Yeah.
And when you do that, and it was this great music festival that wasn't very well planned. And
a bunch of kids shooting from the hip, and it worked.
And
luckily,
and it worked, yeah.
It wasn't catastrophic, because it could have been. And there were a lot of things, if you read into it, that could have definitely gone really, really bad. But it didn't, for the most part, considering the amount of people that were there. And I wish so much with my heart that we could actually get back to that, where we could actually organize and do something like that,
yeah.
With a large amount of people. But we're so divisive right now in the world right now that I don't think we'll ever get to a point where we'll ever be able to do this again. And that sucks.
I hope you're wrong.
I hope I am wrong too.
Because I think it's nice when we can come together.
It'd be nice.
And do stuff. And you know, the thing that I found that was interesting is that I steer clear of politics because I don't, you know.
That's not our gig.
Everybody has their own opinions about stuff, and I respect that. But what I found was that this list kind of brought people together. In a way, because I know there's people on lists that felt one way about things, and there's people on lists that made contributions that felt another way about things, and that's what I like, and that says something about music.
Joe West and Mike the Intern, we're doing our inspirational list on the scratch the next several episodes. We're doing the bottom 10. Doesn't mean that they're less, but it's just the ones that got requested the least. The next one really is self-explanatory. If you know the song's lyrics, especially the first part of it, Dear Mr. Fantasy, play us a tune, something that can make us all happy.
Yeah. It's making a comeback because they used it in Endgame by the Avengers, or the Avengers movie by the Avengers. But they,
I love when they do that.
Yeah.
It's like that and Guardians of the Galaxy did a number for some of the stuff we play in the cave. Everyone that had been, you know, into it got reminded of it, and kids that didn't know anything about it got to know about it, which I thought is a cool thing for whoever the music director for those films are, for bringing that stuff to the fold. But it goes back to what we've been saying. A lot of these songs paint a mental picture for us already. And if you want to invoke emotion in a scene, sometimes the acting, the writing doesn't do it. But if you put a song under there, that could do it all day.
Yeah. It's nice to see two songs get a second life. And that frequently happens with classic rock songs, is they'll get a second life through commercials or movies or TV shows, where people begin to, some songs get forgotten.
They do.
They move off radio playlists or whatever. And
Traffic's one of those bands,
people don't
unfortunately
hear them as much. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're a great band.
They are. Oh, Steve Winwood. I mean, the band is
High Heel Boys. I mean, there was a time in classic rock radio where you wouldn't have had a station if you weren't playing both those songs. But you know, people are getting older and younger, and some of those songs kind of fall off playlists.
I wanted to be a musical director. That's really what I wanted to do, is just work with directors and guys who made film, and then be like, okay, this is what I think should go here. That's what I really, really wanted to do.
I've got a friend that does that. His name's Happy.
Damn.
And he's done several films, but I know he did So I Married an Axe Murderer.
He did a phenomenal job on that, because that soundtrack, it makes that movie. I love that movie.
Pool with him at the upstairs in the Regency Showcase.
Damn it. What a bastard. I love that guy. Yeah, seriously, one of the main reasons I love So I Married an Axe Murderer is that soundtrack. There she goes.
Yeah.
There she goes
the
again.
Boo Radley
That's
version.
A great inspirational song.
Yeah, it is. There, yeah.
Unless she broke your heart, then that's a whole other list we'll do later on.
It's not actually about a girl. You know that, don't you?
What's it about?
Heroin.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's about heroin.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Way to coursing throw through, a wrench in my plans.
Coursing through my veins.
Oh, my God. I thought he was just talking about love.
Oh,
jeez
no.
Louise, what
no,
the hell are you
doing?
No, he was
just talking about heroin in that song.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I've been wrong ever since I was a kid. Well, thanks for clearing that up for me, Joe. The next song on our list is one that the first time I ever played it on the air scared me to death because towards the end, the song just kind of fades out to nothing. And in radio, we have these things called silent censors. And sometimes it's short and sometimes it's long. But every now and then, that song will trip our silent censor and everyone will think we're off the air. But it's just Zeppelin thought it would be a cool idea to fade the song all the way out and then slowly bring it back for just a second at the end.
Nice little coda. Actually, it's funny. I heard a radio station, Not Us, play the song the other day, and they talked over the end of that, and I thought it was kind of funny. And it's one of those trap songs. It can, if you're a DJ, it can get you very easily. Oh, the song's fading out. I need to talk. And then it rises back.
And it'll screw you. I know several people that have started with us and started talking over that. And then, oh, surprise, it's not done yet.
Yeah, it's not over. It's not over. I admit, though, when I do the Vinyl Club show on Saturday, I don't have the benefit of a computer
to tell you that it's coming. So sometimes you get
countdown.
Yeah,
reminds me of those of the old days of working in radio because you really had to know your music. I played Nights in White Satin and I forgot that had that big orchestra
at the end
of it. And I talked all over that and I was like, oh, well, oops, sorry about that.
Man, I need a mono copy of that record. Don't get me started on that. Next song on the list of inspirational songs is what we're talking about on the scratch today. 97 was Thin Lizzy's The Boys Are Back in Town. My wife always has said that every time she hears the song, she always thinks about my friends and me. It's one of the bands I played with. And like, especially when we first started dating, when I was in my mid to late 20s, you know, just living that lifestyle, getting drunk every night, drinking beer, practicing in the garage, playing in like 10 different bands, playing shows every week.
Have you stopped doing that?
I mean, I'm not playing shows every week. I'm not drinking beer. I switched to vodka. That's why I lost weight. But that's a really good mental picture that she has for this song. And I agree with her. I think The Boys Are Back in Town just kind of tells a story of a group of dudes that they might not be around all the time, but when they are, you better watch out.
It's one of the songs, too, that if you walk up to people and you say, do you know The Boys Are Back in Town?
Everyone knows
the song. And it's got so much. It gets so much of a second life with so many. I hear it in so many commercials or used for it was used most recently on a Rick and Morty promo. I've heard it used on Toy Story. It's been used on so many commercials, and it's just like a happy bounce around song. I mean, it's got a feel good vibe to it. I mean, there's a line in it where he talks about going up to a girl and then we all just fell about.
Yeah.
The girl shot him down and they all just fell about, and it kind of takes you to a place for that band, but it also takes you to a place when you were hanging out with your friends and doing something and you were having a good time and it was
broke, no money. All you want to do is get laid or get messed up. And that
exactly.
You know, I mean, been there probably most of my life until recently. Next song. I'm going to admit I'm not the biggest Billy Idol fan in the world. He's a cool dude. I loved him in Wedding Singer. Thought he did a really good job helping him out in Wedding Singer, get the girl, but not the biggest Billy Idol fan, and I really hate this song. So much so that if I see it in a list and the hour's over and we have to delete a song, it's almost always the first one I delete.
Really?
Dancing with Myself, Billy Idol. I just can't stand it.
Yeah, he originally recorded the song with his punk band, Generation X.
Yeah.
And it's a song about self-love. Let's be honest about it. Let's just be honest what the song's about. Loving yourself.
Well, at least it's not about heroin.
No, it's not about heroin, but it's a song about loving yourself.
Yeah.
And I think people, it's a song that people know. People, and we...
It's infectious. I get it.
We're both into like new music, and The Strokes have a new song out that sounds so much like it.
I remember
like
when
it,
this came out. Yeah.
So much like it that they gave Billy Idol a songwriting credit
and
on
it. And they should. And maybe they was intentional or not. That happens. There has been several times where I think, hell, even Paul McCartney had to like ask around to say, did I steal this from you? And there are certain rappers that will Google their own lyrics just to make sure that they haven't started rapping the same stuff over and over again. So I think that's a pretty good start to our list of 104 inspirational songs.
And even though you dogged Billy Idol, that's a great party song.
I know it is. I'm not dogging him, I'm just saying it's on numerous party tapes
at my house.
I know that's
from back
that's,
in my high
hey
school
man,
days.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying it's not for me. And if we're going to get personal and talk about our skeletons in the closet in this thing, we should definitely be honest. I mean, I just told everyone I had a medical marijuana card, so screw it. Why not?
Well, it's legal.
It is. That's right. Yeah. Do whatever works.
Whatever gets you through the night.
That's
as Mr.
right.
John Lennon would say.
That's right. And I agree with him. We will dive into these every week and get through all 104 songs as we go, and then hopefully get a chance to play them for you on the air. Joe, you have a great weekend, sir.
You too.